Well, I never did pay no attention much to any of them signs when I got ready to play it. I played it.
You didn't follow the almanac?
No. One year last, I sold out Sawville, went in. We planted a crop of corn there. And it was in June when we planted a lot of that corn. And it stayed dry. So all the people who planted it early, their crops were dried up. And that, coming this rain, in about the time that was started to make. It made more corn than anybody who had.
Good thing,
time,
thing you didn't follow the signs that year, isn't it?
No, that's right. It was late when I sold out the farm. We went in there and farmed a man, Carol. He wanted a farm too, and I rented him a bunch of ground. We got there with two mules and a disc car and cut up a lot of ground and planted it.
Tell me about a typical day back when you were farming. Like what, when you would get up and...
Well, I generally got up and about, I was in the field time the sun come up, ready to go to plowing and whatever I had to do. And when we went to gathering crops, while we had hay out in the field, maybe cut down, looked like rain. I've been out there now that to 8 or 9 o'clock, hauling hay in the night.
So you were out by the time the sun came up.
Generally I was out there by the time the sun would come up out of in the field.
Did you take off for lunch or did you take your lunch with you?
Well, I come to the house for lunch. Unless I had a field about 4 miles from there on Shades Creek. And we carried our dinner there, I did. And who was with me? When I was a kid, people looked out for one another. I've seen somebody get sick in the settlement and the crop need working out. Well, the whole settlement would turn in and go and work it out for them. That was old man Violin. He got down sick and hadn't planted. Had his ground broke. The people wasn't there planting this crop. And he was down and wasn't able to do it to get out. They made that crop and gathered it for him. And didn't cost him anything. But today, what do we?
That's right. Were you ever part of a barn raising or house raising?
Oh, plenty of it. Back then, people used to live in log houses, most of them. And I've been to house raising, log rollings, covering new ground, and they'd ask people in, all the people go in and help clean up the logs, pile them up where they could burn them. And, they had a house raising where they'd go, and maybe a bunch of women would go out and help where they'd have to help cook dinner. Maybe they'd carry stuff, some stuff. I was young then, and I was pretty stout then with a hand stick. It's called a hand stick, run under a log and pick it up. One on one side of the log, one on the other. And he told me, he said, I'm going to pick up one load of you. And